This is the Carinthia Hotel. A stone's throw away from London's Trafalgar Square, overlooking the River Thames. Prime real estate and five-star luxury for the super rich. The German general manager is Thomas Cox, previously of Claridge's Hotel. With clients paying up to tens of thousands of pounds a night, it's Thomas's job to make their stay perfect. The problem is, there are about 25 hotels of similar grandeur in London. And since the hotel opened 7 years ago, another 10 have arrived or are underway. With clients who can afford and expect complete luxury, how do you make sure yours is the best of the best? Hidden away in a corner of Mexico City, a reclusive artist lived and worked for more than half a century. She was revered by the Mexican art world, but never courted publicity, and was little known overseas. Surprisingly, she was English, and her name was Leonora Carrington. Now, 100 years since her birth, the spotlight is at last upon her, and her work is being celebrated worldwide by museums and high-profile admirers. Collectors are starting to take note. But what story lay behind this forgotten artist, who was inspiring a new generation? Leonora had once been at the epicentre of surrealism, Europe's most revolutionary art scene, and had rubbed shoulders with the greats of 20th century art. What led this woman who conquered Paris in the 1930s to a life of exile so far from home? As it turned out, hers was a very strange and extraordinary story indeed.